Books on Tape presents The Future for Investors, Why the Tried and the True Triumph Over the Bold and the New, by Jeremy J. Siegel. Read by Stephen Hoy. Preface. My first book, Stocks for the Long Run, was published in 1994 when the U.S. market was midway through its longest and strongest bull market in history. My research showed that over extended periods of time, stock returns not only dominate the returns on fixed income assets, but they do so with lower risk when inflation is taken into account. These findings established that stocks should be the cornerstone of all long-term investors' portfolios. The book's popularity led to many speaking engagements before audiences of individual and professional investors. After my presentations, two questions invariably came up. Which stocks should I hold for the long run? And what will happen to my portfolio when the baby boomers retire and begin liquidating their portfolios? I wrote The Future for Investors to answer these questions. The Great Bull Market of the 1990s. In Stocks for the Long Run, I recommended that investors link the equity portion of their portfolio to broad-based indexes of stocks, such as the S&P 500 index or the Wilshire 5000. I had seen so many investors succumb to the temptation of trying to time the ups and downs of the market cycle that I believed a simple, disciplined, indexed approach was the best strategy. I did discuss some techniques that might improve on these indexed returns, but these suggestions were never central to the major thesis of the book. Although indexation was a very good strategy for investors in the 1990s, by the end of the decade, I became increasingly uncomfortable with the valuation.